Now, the big news today, of course, is the confirmation that Andrew Forrest and Nicola Forrest have separated. 31 years they've been married. They've been through a lot together. Now, they're saying there are no plans for divorce. It's just living apart at this stage. But it got me thinking about separating, particularly later in life. Andrew being 61, Nicola is 62. But I've got friends and people in the family, they're in their 70s and deciding, no, had enough, it's time to get divorced. Joining me to have a discussion about whether this is a trend or not and what you need to be aware of if you are considering it, Catherine Leach, Leach Legal Chief Executive Officer. G'day, Catherine.
Hi, Julianne.
Now, is it just me, Catherine? Is it just my little world where I'm starting to notice it's people sort of, you know, in their later years? Not that I want to suggest your 60s is terribly, terribly old, but are we noticing a trend of people who are maybe in their 60s or 70s increasingly getting divorced or separated?
Yeah, there's definitely an increase in that grey divorce area. It's increasing, certainly in my time as a divorce lawyer, I've seen it more and more often, and I suppose it comes down to a couple of things. I guess we're all living a bit longer, and we've got the baby boomers coming through now who have grown up in a very different environment than the previous generation did, and it's a bit more acceptable to divorce and, you know, do those things in later age.
And are there any differences? So if you're in your 60s or your 70s, should you be approaching divorce or separation any differently to, say, if you were in your 20s or 30s?
Well, I mean, everybody should approach it with some sensibility and respect, regardless of the age. But obviously, if you don't have small children that you have to communicate, you can very easily just say, right, well, that's it, we're going our own way and we never have to speak again. You know, you'd probably share grandchildren by that stage and maybe great-grandchildren, and you want to have a good relationship to be able to hang out at their events, but you don't always have to.
I would have thought by that stage, though, you might have a more complicated asset structure. You would have acquired and developed a lot of assets in joint partnership. Is it a little bit, are the divorces, I guess, more complicated at that juncture?
Well, more assets means more thought into it, and unwinding complex asset structures can be difficult, but it's not impossible. And generally speaking, that's really not the most difficult thing in divorces. It's usually people's, personalities and the personal issues between them that cause the problem.
Well, it's an emotional time, isn't it? There's a lot of hurt often that is going on with a separation. So I can imagine sometimes, Catherine Leach, your job can be a difficult one, to say the least. Have you got some advice here for people who might be listening? If they're either considering getting a divorce, they may be going through one. What's the one or two things that you could tell them that they really should be aware of?
Look, I suppose this one's probably not necessarily a divorce lawyer thing, but I always say to people, you should be happy when you are divorcing. You should leave your relationship when you're happy, because you're leaving it because you know you want to leave and not because you think you're going to find happiness somewhere else. So I think if people can do that, that's a really good start. They're being objective about why they're leaving, and they're not just saying, oh, I'm unhappy today, tomorrow I'll be happier. So that's the first thing I'd say to people.
And look, I know that this is your area and you run a legal firm, you're an expert in this, Catherine Leach, but can you agree to terms, if you have sort of an amicable relationship with your other half, can you just agree with one another and divorce and just file the paperwork yourself and everything will be okay from there? Is it as simple as that? Or
yeah,
do
look,
you really need to have a lawyer involved to really get the paperwork, you know, dot your I's and cross the T's?
Look, if you've got assets, you should always get it dealt with by a lawyer, or certainly looked at by a lawyer, because you know, it's like anything legal, it may not happen, but if it does happen, it could go rather badly. It's an insurance policy, really, that you need to have in place in case something goes wrong. And we see them all the time where people come in and say, oh, you know, we did it ourselves and we thought it would be all right, but now this has happened and how do we undo it? And we say, look, you can't undo it. It's done. There's nothing we can do about it. So you don't want to be in that situation. And really, when you think about the money that people spend on weddings, and it's a lot now, to spend a bit of money to make sure that you undo it in a proper way, I think is well worth the spend.
And you can correct me if I've got this wrong, because, Catherine Leach, I am not a family lawyer, but I'm not sure if I read somewhere or a friend has told me. So if you come up with an arrangement with the person you're leaving the relationship with, in terms of the finances and the assets, but if that is not sort of rubber stamped by the family law court or has been officiated anywhere, then that person later down the line, say have a property windfall or you win lotto or something like that, your ex can actually come back and make a claim on you. Is that correct, or is that fantasy?
No, they can. So that's one of the reasons why we recommend getting either a financial agreement or a consent order in place, because it just draws a line underneath it. So if you get a consent order and then 2 weeks later you win lotto, that's it. There's no comeback. But if you don't have anything in place, then, you know, everything goes on the table. They might not get very much of it. But also if you inherit money, if your parents leave you money or somebody leaves you money, you know, that can be up for grabs as well. And nobody wants that hanging over their shoulder. It's just, you know, stressful.
Yeah, particularly if you feel like you've done and dusted with a particular issue and then it comes back many
Absolutely.
Years later. Thanks for joining us, Catherine Leach, Legal Chief Executive Officer. Can